I've done the, I guess, for like a Patujana then. So someone who isn't through the stream would be, you know, just grasping would be the way in terms of those khandhas that they would answer. I mean, because you wouldn't say that, to answer those questions then and say this is how Patujana is, would apply to those questions. Or someone who's not an arahant. You know, because you say, what a Patujana, you know, fill in the blanks with that question, with the four questions.
Would
instead of saying does an enlightened person exist after death?
Oh, I say
Patujana exists after death. Then it would be for grasping.
Same thing. Totally, completely same thing.
Because the khandhas are just treated.
Whether an enlightened person is identified with the khandhas or an unenlightened person, yeah. It's still identification with the khandhas.
But it's interesting, I don't know if it comes up this way. What happens to Patujana?
Well, it depends on what wrong view.
Buddha does address that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
No, mm-hmm. It's just as simple as that. There's a sutta where it's speaking of the kind of the impulsion of and the Buddha makes it, you know, it's like karma pushing him on to rebirth in the Buddha sense, like a flame that's blown by the wind. So there's a force that pushes the flame. Normally the flame goes up and pushes up.
And a Patujana could have any of the same wrong views about themselves as, you know, one it would have about an arahant. You know, an eternalist view or an annihilationist view or a half and half view or a or the fourth one, which is, you know, just not answering the question. Mm-hmm.